Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown is here, and she's demystifying tests that we might be curious about and need to know. So good morning, Dr. Brown. What are you teaching us today?
Well, good morning, Marilyn. You know, last time we talked about MRIs, and that's a very specific test. For bones and joints, for the brain, for certain tissues. Well, today we're going to talk about mammograms, and mammograms are a series of x-rays that show images of the soft tissue of the breast. It's a really valuable screening procedure to pick up breast cancer early, often before a lump could even be felt. And the new Canadian guidelines say we should be starting at age 40 in women with an average risk of breast cancer. We may even start earlier if you have a family history with your mother, your sister, your daughter having breast cancer at a younger age. Now, mammography is quick and generally painless. It takes about 30 minutes, depending on the individual. And the time that takes for the test is really the positioning of your breast and your body for each separate x-ray view. Yep, you feel like a pancake because they do press down on the breast between two plates, two x-ray plates, but that's how they get good pictures. And what we know is that mammography is great, but it can miss breast cancer about 5 to 10% of the time. In women with very dense breast tissue, often women who haven't reached menopause yet, that number may be even higher because dense tissue can hide and make it harder for the radiologist to see an area of abnormality. And it's not uncommon that when we see something on a mammogram, we may need to do additional testing. That testing may be an ultrasound, which we'll talk about next week, or that testing may be an MRI, which we talked about last week. But generally speaking, a mammogram will pick up more than 90% of abnormalities. And generally speaking, most abnormalities found on a mammogram are not cancer. They can be cysts, they can be benign tissues, they can be different changes in the tissue, but it's not necessarily a cancer. If the radiologist is suspicious, they may call you back for a fine needle biopsy. That's taking a sample. And that sample of the breast tissue is then sent to the lab, and that will help make the diagnosis. Bottom line, a mammogram is a great test. It's not a perfect test, but in medicine, there are no perfect tests. If you feel something, see your doctor, get a mammogram, be sure that the radiologist has commented on the area that you're questioning, and if necessary, there are more tests to do in specific circumstances. I go every year, Marilyn, because I do have a family history, but generally speaking, it's every 2 years for most healthy women.
And that's what I do, every 2 years, and I just had one, Dr. Brown. So thank you for demystifying these tests, and today demystifying and telling us what a mammogram is all about. Anyone listening who wants to take charge of their health, remember the name of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. You can get it at local bookstores, on Amazon, log on to drvivianbrown.com, or for a special signed copy, order it through me at 416-504-6777. Thank you, Dr. Brown, for that useful advice, saying it so clearly so we all can understand. And I look forward to learning about breast ultrasounds next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. Talk to you soon.